December 21st. A tiny bell tinkled when Baz pushed open the door, and the sound of heavy metal Christmas music could be heard playing softly from the shop's sound system. Holding back the urge to wince, Sebastian Marchetti closed the door of Got Ink, Forza, California's only tattoo shop. He hadn't taken more than two steps inside when two people emerged from the back of the shop and rushed at him with all the frenetic energy of two puppies. "Uncle Baz!"
"Babe."
Now, Baz actually did wince. He'd retired from the Air Force a few years back, but his husband and flying partner took an evil delight in still calling him by his former call sign, Babe. Grinning widely, Ryder Beckett Marchetti came to a halt beside a chair with a pneumatic lift. Baz's niece, Haley, continued on, throwing her arms around him in a quick hug which he returned, a reluctant smile tugging up the corners of his mouth.
"I'm so glad you came," she told him as she spun away and reached for a box of latex gloves on the counter. "It's about time you got the family tattoo. Even Ryder beat you to it. Besides, it's been a while since you've been here for ink. Not since Tony bought you the Thunderbirds tattoo that matches Ryder's. Once you get the family ink, your arms will totally match your husband's."
As Haley snapped on a pair of latex gloves, Ryder spun the chair and wiggled his brow suggestively at Baz. "Come on, babe. You know you want the Flying Marchetti tattoo." Baz stepped close to his lover, their bodies brushing. "You know what I want, and it's got nothing to do with ink and needles and that damn tattoo my brother is so proud of," Baz growled, dipping his head a little so that his mouth hovered over Ryder's.
"Later. I promise you can have that later. After the ink."
Baz growled louder, then pressed his mouth to Ryder's, taking his husband's lips in a bruising but swift kiss before dropping himself into the pneumatic chair. Ryder turned and eyed Baz's splayed jean-clad thighs hungrily, his mouth wet from the kiss. With a wicked smile, Baz rubbed his palms down his legs, watching as Ryder's hot gaze followed every movement. He shifted in the chair, lifting his pelvis a little as his jeans grew tight in the crotch.
"Fuck, Baz, you do not play fair," Ryder complained, his gaze never moving from the growing bulge.
Baz chuckled and reached out, catching Ryder's hand in his and threading their fingers together.
"You don't play fair either, Flip, but I love you anyway."
"Gah!" Haley made a gagging sound as she set a tray on a rolling table next to the chair. "You two are the worst lovebirds ever. Is the bloom ever going to wear off on your romance?"
"Not if I have anything to say about it," Baz said, his gaze holding Ryder's.
In the deep blue depths, he saw his overwhelming love for his partner reflected back at him, colored with Ryder's own intense emotions. The familiar kick of his heart from Ryder's proximity had him sucking in a breath. He never tired of looking at his husband, never tired of being with him, and certainly never tired of loving him. Haley pushed up the sleeve of Baz's t-shirt and began swabbing down his biceps. "The two of you could certainly give lessons on how to make a marriage work, even in the most difficult times," she said matter-of-factly. "I don't know how either of you survived in the Air Force. Our military hasn't been very nice to gays."
Baz and Ryder exchanged a private smile. They'd had a few bumps in the road when they'd first become lovers, since Ryder had still been active duty at the time.
However, they'd made solid plans after Ryder had been forced to eject from the jet he'd been testing. The resultant crash had scared Baz and made both men realize they hadn't made any provisions for the future. With wills, durable power of attorneys for health care, and assorted other legal documents in place, the pair had been married in Boston while the Flying Marchettis were performing in an air show there. Despite the fact that California didn't allow gays to marry, the state did recognize their Massachusetts marriage, something for which Baz and Ryder were grateful. The Air Force had been something else altogether, and keeping their relationship a secret from the military had been difficult. Fortunately for them, Ryder was stationed at Edwards Air Force Base as a test pilot, while Baz, who'd been newly retired, worked there as a civilian instructor at the test pilot school. They had a small clutch of close friends on the base who knew, yet didn't know,